Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There's no way the Cavs beat them if healthy.
Oh, I don't think so either. Look, going into the series, I thought it was going to be a close series between the two teams. I picked the Cavs to win in six. I was thinking Cavs in seven.
We talked to you before that series got underway, and in just a sea of Cavs in six, Cavs in seven, Cavs in five, you're like, this is the one team the Cavs do not want to play.
Yeah.
Okay, there was something that you had, you'd seen with this team that struck a little bit of fear when not many people had seen it.
It's really interesting, too, because a lot of us reporters talk amongst each other when we get into there for practice or shoot around or stuff. And I was in a heavy conversation with Danny Cunningham, actually, who covers the Cavs as well. And we were going back and forth on who the second best player in the series is, how long it was going to go. And I said, I don't know, Danny, like this thing has seven written all over it. He was like, there's no way Indiana takes the Cavs to seven.
Danny also last night said Oklahoma City in five. And they were winning the next four. So just want to make that abundantly clear.
So I just don't know that enough people gave Indiana the respect that it earned going into the series.
Vegas still hasn't, by the way. I want to just point that out. Like Vegas, even during the series with the Cavs, where the Cavs were favored in every game, the Knicks were favored in every one of their games. And even up until, do you know the line for game four?
The 7.5?
6 points.
Okay.
Yeah, Thunder are favored by 6 points. Like, they still are not buying into everything that the Pacers are giving off. But go ahead.
I think it was your partner, Nick Wilson, who was saying that we were trying to sell a boxing match or something like that.
Sell the fight. Exactly right.
And I just don't think enough people gave Indy the kind of credit that they deserved. You know, since January, they've been one of the best teams in the entire NBA. This isn't new. So I felt like it was a competitive series going in, but I thought the Cavs were going to win because I thought they were the more talented team. I thought they had the best player, and I wasn't sure that Indiana's defense could get to the level that we've seen consistently throughout the course of these playoffs, especially against a Cavs offense that was one of the best in NBA history. But after seeing that series play out and seeing some of the matchup problems that Indy created for the Cavs, and seeing some of the lack of readiness from the Cavs' most important players compared to Indy's most important players, I don't know how you could watch that series and say injuries would have made the difference between winning that series and losing it. If you want to say making it more competitive, sure, totally get that. But winning that, beating Indy four times in seven tries, no. I don't think the Cavs, fully healthy, would have beaten this Indiana team four times in seven tries.
But I also think the thing going against Indiana right now is that, yes, they have a lot of good players that we know, but even like Haliburton was voted as overrated by his own peers. Siakam has never been given the due credit that I feel like Siakam has earned. And even a guy like Benedict Mathurin, who was obviously exceptional last night, next couple years, Mathurin's going to be a household name. Like, he's that type of player.
Yes.
He's the type of guy that's only going to get better and better and has already showcased himself to be really, really good in the early parts of his career. And I just think we're going to look back on this Pacers team and we're going to think to ourselves, of course they won the title. Look how loaded this roster was. But it just kind of blindsided everyone and we didn't see it for what it was to begin with.
So if you take a step back and you try and take the emotion out of it, right? Pascal Siakam he was, not only was he a champion, he was the number two option on a championship team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's more ready for this than Evan Mobley is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about the second best player in the series behind Donovan Mitchell, you have to talk about Siakam, you have to talk about Tyrese Halliburton before you talk about anybody related to the Cavs, even when fully healthy. Because guys have not shown.
I feel like now he's calling out Nick while not calling out Nick. Does that feel like that to you? You're not aware of Nick's take. I want you to become aware of it. Well, he told it to you on the air at one point. It was a very long time ago, so I don't expect you to have the memory attached to all of Nick's takes.
But it wasn't just Nick. It was the general conversation of get on a schoolyard and you start picking these guys.
I'm with you. That was part of the convo, though. And Nick has already owned up to this. He's repented for this one. He did like 7 Hail Marys and Our Fathers. He's all good. I gave him the cross sign and everything. Like, we're cool. But at the time, we got in this knock him out, drag him out fight because he wanted to say that Darius Garland would go third in that race, 1-2-3, and it was all Cavs players, 1-2-3, and he was ahead of Tyrese Halliburton. And I said, you're bananas. So there's no way Tyrese Halliburton's fourth on this list, and we can debate talking about number two. But you know, it was one of those things that he didn't want to do. But that's I think locally, and we do this locally, we have a different viewpoint of these Cavs teams and these Cavs players than you know everybody else. And the Pacers, they've earned a lot of the credit that they're now getting.
I almost put Halliburton fifth on my MVP ballot, and everybody was yelling at me for it. But he is one of the most impactful players in the NBA. And I think that is something that Cavs fans need to take away from these playoffs. There is a difference between talent and impact. There is a difference between production and impact. Mm. Evan Mobley is never going to be defined by production, but he is an impactful player. We can all admit that because what he does at both ends of the floor, what he does on a possession-to-possession basis, especially on the defensive end. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But we have to have an understanding of when it comes to Darius Garland, when it comes to Jared Allen, their level of impact in a playoff environment is not going to be what I think everybody in this town wants it to be. Darius is not going to impact games the way that Tyrese Halliburton does. Right. He's not going to dictate terms for a defense the way that Tyrese Halliburton does. He's not going to orchestrate offense the way that Tyrese Halliburton does. And like I said, you can't speed up Evan Mobley's clock. Just because he's really, really talented, just because he's second team All-NBA and a first time All-Star, you can't make him ready for playoff basketball because you want it to match the window of Donovan Mitchell or the timeline of Donovan Mitchell. He's just not ready to be what Pascal Siakam is for the Indiana Pacers right now. Just like Chet Holmgren is not ready right now. He might be in 3 to 5 years, and maybe Oklahoma City has enough around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that makes it so the readiness of Chet Holmgren is not going to prevent them from winning a championship. Maybe, but the Cavs need Evan Mobley and Darius Garland to be more ready for playoff basketball and be more mature from a basketball standpoint than what they currently are. And until they get...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Get to that point. Kenny Atkinson was talking about it throughout the course of the year. Kobe Altman talked about it. Kenny Atkinson point blank said, we need Darius to be 28, not 25.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the mental side of the game. He was talking about basketball maturity. And Darius isn't there yet. And Evan Mobley's not there yet. And you can't speed up that clock.
Yeah, there's no way to microwave that process. Like, I keep trying to think of, like, what different things they could do to get him to that spot quicker. Because I do think part of the bet, if they run it back, is that Evan Mobley will have some sort of big, drastic leap from 1 year to the next. But you're right, though. There's a, even outside of it, just his physical part, if it gets better and better, the mental side of it, it's still just, it's going to be lacking because he's not 28.
And here's the variable that nobody can predict. And this is part of the evaluation for the front office this offseason. Just how much going through all of these playoff failures and successes, how much is that going to make Evan more ready? How much better is that going to make Evan for playoff level basketball? Same thing when it comes to Darius. Same thing when it comes to Jared Allen. And I don't know how you predict that. Maybe going through all of this, maybe losing to Indiana in the fashion that the Cavs did, maybe that's going to make these guys better. Maybe losing 2 years ago against the New York Knicks, maybe losing last year in the conference semifinals to Boston. All of these lessons that they gained throughout the course of this journey together, it's going to make them better equipped for playoff basketball. Maybe.
And it might with Evan. The problem I have only with that conversation is the idea that Darius Garland fans would just come back and they'd be like, well, you know, mentally he's fine and he's there and this that's not the part that's going to help him. He was injured the past 2 years. And they'll just try to use that as the excuse. And I think that's where we fall short in the Darius Garland conversation, because we're not acknowledging the idea that even if he's healthy, he still hasn't gotten to a spot that they need him to be.
So many people are focused on Darius's talent, and that is undeniable. Right? The spellbinding passes, the masterful dribble, the stop start, the just dynamic offensive player that he is. But there's another end of the floor that matters.
Yeah.
Especially when you get into a 7-game series and you start targeting certain weaknesses.
When you saw it last night, even with SGA, like what Indiana was able to do defensively on him, and then how it just impacted everyone else around that Thunder team.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why I said I thought the Pacers looked like a much better defensive team last night than the Thunder. Like, this stuff matters for these big time games.
And it doesn't matter what Indy does throughout the course of the regular season and what their regular season rating is on defense. It's middle of the pack, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's not terrible. It's not Washington Wizards or Charlotte Hornets. But it doesn't matter. All that matters is a 7-game series against a particular opponent. And when they have dudes like Andrew Nembhard and Aaron Nesmith and some of these, Ben Shepherd even, and TJ McConnell, some of these rugged defenders that can get in you and pressure you full court and take you out of your rhythm offensively, that's all that matters. And in a matchup, in a 7-game series matchup, those dudes are going to be tough to play against for years to come, provided they stay together, because they have multiple feisty on-ball defenders that can guard the likes of Darius Garland, that can guard the likes of Donovan Mitchell. And nobody is shutting down Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Nobody's shutting down Donovan Mitchell. But can you make it difficult?
Yeah.
Can you throw different bodies at that guy and wear him down over the course of a series? That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. And that's why in the fourth quarter, they missed 9 out of their last 10, the Thunder did. Like, in the most important part of the game, they went blank based off of what Indiana was able to offer up defensively. All right, 216-474-0092. A lot to get to. We do have Browns rookie running back Dylan Sampson joining us at 3:40. I did not tell you guys earlier, we'll have Herm Edwards on at 6 o'clock as well. So a lot to get into. Quick Hits comes your way next right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.